Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Conflicting accounts are emerging about President Trump's condition and the timeline of his diagnosis. The president is being treated at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center outside Washington, D.C. NPR's Sam Greenglass has more.
When President Trump's doctors briefed the press this morning, they painted a fairly rosy picture of how the president had been doing. They said he'd been fever-free for 24 hours and was up walking around. But shortly after, according to the Associated Press, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said the president's vitals over the last 24 hours were, quote, very concerning. During the press briefing, White House physician Sean Conley also said that Trump was 72 hours into his diagnosis, which, if true, would have meant the president was diagnosed far earlier than he'd revealed publicly. Later, the White House and Conley walked back that timeline, saying Conley had misspoken, sowing further confusion about how events of the last few days had transpired. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Washington.
Congressional leaders are looking at whether it's time to install a widespread coronavirus testing program on Capitol Hill after President Trump and three Republican senators tested positive for the virus. NPR's Susan Davis has more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell initially rejected a Trump administration offer to supply a rapid test machine to Capitol Hill. But now Pelosi's examining options for a possible testing plan, and she's expected to make a decision before the House returns from its current recess. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is likewise calling for the Senate to implement a testing and contact tracing program, but McConnell indicated Friday he believes that won't be necessary. It would be a large logistical undertaking to install a testing program for the thousands of people who work across the Capitol complex. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
In Oregon, officials say homeowners in eight counties ravaged by wildfires can get free cleanup of their damaged or destroyed homes. Brian Bohl of member station KLCC reports.
Besides fire, smoke, and smog, Oregonians are also endangered by contaminants in the ruins of their former homes, which can include asbestos and mercury. Lauren Wirtis of the State Department of Environmental Quality says EPA crews can come and remove dangerous materials once given right of entry.
Propane tanks, fuel, fertilizer, bleach, and that sort of thing that creates household hazardous waste on the property is not safe for an individual's health to be doing the cleanup on their own without the proper protective equipment.
The state is covering 25% of cleanup costs. FEMA is covering the rest. Wildfires have destroyed nearly 3,000 homes in Oregon so far this year. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Eugene.
And multiple agencies in Oregon are helping those homeowners. You're listening to NPR News. Soldiers in Guatemala have been clashing with some of the thousands of Honduran migrants who rushed the Guatemalan border as they headed north. Maria Martin has more.
A Guatemalan army spokesperson says two soldiers were injured Friday. It happened in separate incidents when soldiers intervened after migrants clashed with truck drivers who wouldn't drive them closer to the Mexican border. The Guatemalan government has declared the migrants a health threat during the pandemic, declaring a state of emergency which suspends constitutional rights in provinces the migrants entered. Human rights organizations have documented harsh treatment of the migrants by authorities. In the face of this, several hundred have already decided to head home to Honduras, but many others, via different routes and in small groups, are still trying to head north in search of a better life. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
The NFL has postponed this week's game between New England and the Super Bowl champs, Kansas City Chiefs, after positive COVID-19 tests on both teams. The league says the game, originally scheduled for tomorrow afternoon, will now be played on either Monday or Tuesday following positive coronavirus tests. The Patriots say a player has tested positive but didn't reveal his name. The matchup between Pittsburgh and Tennessee has also been postponed because of an outbreak in the Titans. And the matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers has also been postponed. That will be played on the 25th following several positive tests within the Titans organization. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.